Now, to housing and mortgages in particular. CoreLogic says a record number of mortgages are being fixed for 1 year, which signals a belief among homeowners that interest rates have peaked and will start to fall next year. CoreLogic's latest analysis shows a 56% of new loans by value taken out in February were fixed for 1 year. That is up from 36% in December. Now, but that decision, of course, is costing more in the short term. 1 year mortgage rates are about 0.6% higher than those 3 year rates. With more on this, we're joined by CoreLogic's chief property economist, Kelvin Davidson. Good morning, Kelvin.
Good morning.
You think those people who have took out the 1 year, they're probably feeling reasonably positive about that decision now, given where things have landed?
Yeah, I think that's probably the case. I guess you're referring to the latest inflation numbers, which were perhaps slightly concerning on the upside. So I guess it adds to that sense that we might not see official cash rate cuts this year and potentially not mortgage rate cuts either. Now, official cash rate is not the only factor in terms of mortgage rates, but it does play a key role at that shorter end of the curve. So, yeah, I guess the best decision is only ever known in hindsight, but what we're seeing in the data is that people are fixing for a year, so that's the choice they're making.
And maybe even shorter now. I mean, people coming off now, they're going to have to make the same calculation. If you're coming off tomorrow and you've got a fix, you're thinking, is it worth paying a little bit extra, say, for 6 months? You know, you might get 7.5% or 7.3% if you can sort of factor in interest rates being maybe a fair bit lower early next year.
Yeah, that's right. It's obviously a tricky decision. It's never an easy one because, of course, you know, if you fix for 0.6% higher than the alternative right now, well, sort of over a 1 or 2 year horizon, you do actually need quite a sharp fall in mortgage rates for that to pay off. So it is a tricky decision. And yeah, but there's still a lot of uncertainty about that inflation outlook, the official cash rate outlook, and mortgage rates themselves. So, yeah, only ever known in hindsight, unfortunately.
Well, you make a good point. I mean, let's throw forward and factor in that at some point rates are going to be cut, maybe at the end of this year, maybe sooner, maybe early next year. But what are they likely to come down to? You know, what is the sort of the median, the mean or the average, whatever you want to call it, you know, the neutral position that we're talking about here? How much lower? Is it 1%, 2% lower do you think they would get to? Or will that never really happen?
I mean, you'll always revert to mean at some point or revert to average, and that is probably a story for over a 1 or 2 year period. Even the estimates of where neutral lies change through time. Don't think we'll see a return back to 2.5%, that's for sure, in terms of mortgage rates or even 2%. But I think a long-term average somewhere around 5.5% for a pretty typical 1 or 2 year fix is perhaps where we're headed. But it might take some time because inflation is still problematic. So that's perhaps where we're headed, but it might be slow and it might take a while. Mm.
Good number to have in your head, though, when you're trying to make those decisions, isn't it? Hey, thank you very much. That is CoreLogic's chief property economist, Kelvin Davidson.